Redo Undo by Nezstorm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. All I wanted was for you to be happy. And I was, you know, Styles tells him, and doesn't that hurt? The easy way he says it now, with his hands in his pockets and looking completely at ease, the confirmation that Peter ruined it all. I was very happy with what we had, and what we could have been if you hadn't chased me away. Peter grimaces, but swallows down the guilt and forges on. There's been too much left unsaid between them for years. If he could just explain, then maybe... I just wanted... But Styles cuts him off easily. It wasn't just about you, though. You've made the decision for both of us without bothering to talk with me about it. You decided you knew better, that I didn't know myself enough to know what I want from you, from life. For a moment, there's a bit of bite in his words, a fire in his eyes that Peter was to blame for. But it's there and gone, in one calming breath. You know, this isn't a cliché romance novel. You can't let someone go hoping that if they really love you, they'll drop everything to be with you when you deem it's finally the right time. That makes Peter's heart clench, because while he wasn't that naive, it's not that far off either. He had a plan. He executed it carefully. But Styles has always been a variable you can't predict. Maybe Styles loved him more than Peter accounted for when he broke it off and sent the boy to college. Styles? Tell me, am I old enough now? Have I cried and mourned you enough? Have I fucked around enough to be good for you now? Styles doesn't growl, doesn't seethe, doesn't give out the smallest inclination that he's angry, and that makes his words sting thrice as hard. That's not what I wanted. That's what you did, Styles calmly replies. They both hear the brief buzz, and Peter watches as Styles pulls out his phone, smiles gently at what he sees there before putting it back in his pocket. When he looks at Peter again, his eyes lose any of the warmth they held a second ago. I loved you, Peter. Some days, I think I still do. Maybe a part of me will always be hung up on the potential we had, but that's it. That's all you're getting from me. And before you ask, Chris knows. I told him right from the start because, you know, communication makes for a healthy relationship. Styles turns away, apparently done with the conversation, with Peter. And Peter doesn't chase after him, but still, he calls. Styles, I'm sorry. Styles glances back over his shoulder. I know you are, but it's a little too late. Now excuse me, but my husband is waiting. He smiles at him briefly, a small, humorless thing, then faces forward again and offers Peter a small wave over his shoulder as he leaves. This is the end. Thank you for listening.